"We'll walk hand in hand" had been added. And that verse inspired a ritual. Civil rights workers would cross their arms and, with each hand, clasp the hand of the person standing next to them and sway rhythmically as they sang. As the movement caught the conscience of Northerners, black hands were more and more clasping white. And there was another verse, "Black and white together." The hymn was sung in triumph. On August 23, 1963, during the March on Washington, which organizers had been afraid would be poorly attended, when the 250,000 persons who had come to demand justice sent it thundering across the nation's capital, that was the moment when it became the anthem of the civil rights crusade of the 1960s. And it was sung in sorrow when, 18 days later, four little black girls were killed in the bombing of their church in Birmingham, Alabama. As the pallbearers came slowly down the steps of the church, carrying the four small coffins, at first the only sounds from the throng, not only local residents but an astonishingly large number of people who had come from other cities, were sobs. There was no signal, but suddenly, all at once, several people began singing, and over the sobs of mothers rose up the words, "We shall overcome someday." During the next summer,